all the way to Teruah, the 27th of July, Rabbi Shravi Kalas.
And our Shabbos, when we going over to Shirin, in the beginning this week, we were speaking with Baruch Hanan. We told him all the different topics, Mas B'Cholav, Mishpat, the day, all the different topics we speak about, Kesef Leila. So when we got to tonight's topic of Shemini Esrei, Baruch Hanan, the great tzaddik, he smiled, he said, it was a dar chizik. Okay? This thing, you need to go to chizik. And the sign says it all. Where's my head during Shemini Esrei? So at first, when I started the looking into the topic, which we're talking about Be'ez Hashem tonight, about Chavon and Shemini Esrei, so I thought there's one simin, Simin Kuf Aleph, which discusses the halacha, what happens if a person didn't have Chavon during Shemini Esrei. It's a fairly simple halacha, it's a very, very scary halacha, we'll see in a moment, but I figured we're not going to be that much to talk about. I'm not that worried, I'm sure I'll find what to speak about. And then I started looking into it more, and I saw that really all of Hilchos Shemini Esrei, from Simin Tzadi, all the way straight till the end, Kuchav Gimel, Kuchav Dalid, it's straight packed with the halachas of Kavon and Shemini Esrei. Tonight we'll try and get through as much as we can, Be'ez Hashem, the halachas of Kavon and Shemini Esrei. But I think Be'ez Hashem, I think the ikur is that the Olim should take this as homework. This is the homework, we're going to get homework from this year tonight, and give you the homework before we start. The homework is that everyone's going to take a chance, they're going to get their 2 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, whatever it is, and make a new kvias to learn Musar of the halachas of Shemini Esrei. Musar. What's the Musar Sefer? A Musar Sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Kaido. This Sefer is called the Shulchan Aruch, and the greatest Musar that one can take on the halachas of Shemini Esrei is to learn, on the Indian of Shemini Esrei, is the halachas of Shemini Esrei. The halachas called Kulai. They shape the davening. Tonight, we're going to say halachas. The Ikar Tachlis of the Shir is not the halachas. That's about that you have to be Makayim the halacha. But the Ikar Tachlis is that through the halacha, we're going to see the tzura of how Chazal wanted the Shemini Esrei to look. What is the person going for who's davening Shemini Esrei? We're not going to say anything that doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch and Mishabur. And we'll see what the tzura is. And then your homework will be to chazer the Shir by learning Shulchan Aruch from Simin Tzadi to Kuf Chav Gimel Dal. If it's the Shulchan Aruch Harav or if it's the Mishabur, teach their own. But you have to do chazer. You have to do chazer as the homework. And the Emes, this is of the utmost importance, because the Gemara Nida and the Fayinim Beis, the Gemara has three shilas. The Gemara says, what's a person do? Mayase Adam Beyechko. What should a person do? He needs Chachma. He's not bestowing the Toys system. So what should he do? And the Gemara says, Mayase Adam Beyeshem. What should he do for Panasa? He's not being Matzliach in Panasa. What should he do? And then the Gemara says, Mayase Adam, when he wants Banim Toivim, Banim Agumim, he's not just in the kids, he needs Banim in general. And the Gemara asks this question three times. And the Gemara says, Shadlis. You have to make Panasa, you have to learn. Marvid Yeshiva. Go to work if you want to make money. Banim, get mad. And then the Gemara says, lots of people try, and not all were successful. And the Gemara three times says the Gemara, Habe Yosef Elo Yilu. So the Gemara, Yivakesh Rachamim, Mimisha Oisha Shaloi. Eliyavakesh Rachamim, Mimisha Bonim Shaloi. Eliyavakesh Rachamim, Mimisha Chokhma Shaloi. You dive into the one who it's his Chokhma, it's his money, it's his Panos, it's his children. And that's how you have a Tzlacha. So our entire lives, our entire everything, Nachas, Gizun, Panos, everything, is all Tali, Anashman Esrei. Be'ez Hashem, we'll go tonight, we'll use our Musar Sefer, the Sefer Shulchan Aruch, and we'll try Be'ez Hashem to go through the halachos of the Kavan of Shemini Esrei. Where's my head during Shemini Esrei? And then you start out, unbelievable thing, in Simin Tzadi Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that it brings down the halacha, brought down the Gemara and Brachas of the Tavlamin on the base, the Mishnah starts, Ein Oidin, and it talks about the Chassidim HaRishayim. Chassidim HaRishayim, how they used to start out the davening, an hour preparation they used to prepare. Prepare before davening for 1 hour. Mishnah Berurah says, Shah, and gives you a nervous. And a whole shah after that they would daven for an hour. After they would daven for an hour, they would have a shah of some other, we don't know what, conclusion. They would also to unload after their davening for 1 hour. 3 hours a day spent on davening, 3 hours of each davening. 3 times 3, says the Gemara, is 9. Fact the Gemara, 9 hours a day davening. Fact the Gemara, when did they learn? Fact the Gemara, Sak the Gemara, and tell you, Shayu Chasidim Shoyim. Because they were so obsessed with Azeitul Kavon and davening, and they had such a sloth in their davening, in the middle of the Yatsiyati Dishmaya, and they just didn't have to work as hard, and they didn't have to learn as hard, Sak the Gemara, because of their davening. But Yechot Kasha. Thus is for the Chassidim Rishayim. Chassidim Rishayim, they have to prepare now before the Shabbos. They have to prepare now for the Mincha. Pasha the mention by us. We have to prepare. Is there anybody here who prepares for an hour before davening? Nay. So we think, no, this halach is not negayah. This is my name. Nachon. Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadik Gimel. This sefer was written for the modern man. Shulchan Aruch says Shulchan Aruch Yisheh Shoah Echos Koyidim Shiyachim Lispal. He should prepare himself for an hour before davening. And then, okay, you know, thus maybe I can have. Understand? Vishal Echlas Agashiva? After davening, he has to prepare himself. He has to do something for an hour. He has to wait. He has to wait an hour after davening. All the years I had this shayla. Why does the Shulchan Aruch bring this halacha? The Shabru already says over here, we're not so naive like this nowadays, an hour before, an hour after. Ichab kasha, beggar kasha. What are you doing for an hour afterward? What do you do for an hour after davening? I tell you a story of the great Chazai Ish. Maybe they'll explain the halacha a little bit. The halacha, one time, he came to Shulchan B'nei Brak, with the story from the son of Rosh Ha'ali Greinim, not true from the Chazai Ish. It came into the shul. It was a shaylat kuch nefesh. Shaylat kuch nefesh. They go straight to the gadol to the chazanish. Had a shaylat. So they walked over the chazanish and kachafal. That's a shaylat kuch nefesh. Kuch nefesh is derech koydat derekul. And they went over the chazanish in the middle of Shemay Nesra and they tapped on the chazanish's shoulders. The great Rebbe Mishaeli started tapping on his shoulders and the chazanish did not budge. And I said, Rebbe, a shaylat pushing the shoulder of the chazanish. And the chazanish did not budge. And then somebody came over and he saw the matzav and he went over to the chazanish, a member of the chazanish. He said, Rebbe said, Bikuach Nefesh. And the chazanish did not budge. Not that the chazanish didn't have extreme chashivis for the inner of Bikuach Nefesh. Finally, Rav Shmaya went over to the chazanish. He took the chazanish, he went in front of the chazanish. He took the chazanish like this and he started shaking him. Rebbe said, Bikuach Nefesh. And chazanish looked up. He said, what? They asked him Shaila and the chazanish paskins. Now we understand the halacha of Sha'echas Achat Tfilah. Because if you're at 50,000 altitude, you're in the air, and the lady, you know, she gets on the loudspeaker and she says, we're going in for a landing now! Because when you come, when you're in such a matziv, and the person's in the highest place, and it's Shaykh to a human, Shaykh to a mensch, and he's at that, so then they have to come down. They can't crash land. That takes a shot at us. Why does the Shulchan Aruch bring this down to halachas? I asked this question to Chaim Kanievsky. And Chaim Kanievsky said, you know why? Not that people do this, but they want you to have a musig of what a tefillah can look like. You should have a dam musig. What is a tefillah? A tefillah is something a person could be, like the Shulchan Aruch said in Simin Tzadiches. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tzadiches. Hamskal. Hatfila yibim akam akobin. Sarkli zayish te dugmas akobin kavana. Lo yerar ba machshav acheret. It shouldn't be with any of the machshavas. Machshav paisel is the kutshin. Do you understand what you're doing? You're Isaac and kutshin. He's Isaac and akobin. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tzadi. Hey, see Bey says the Shulchan Aruch over there. A person has to be medam himself like he's standing in the Beit HaMikdash when I daven. In Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadi Dali. See Bey says of Dave, you know how the daven works? It's a Seder Advarim. It's a process. A person doesn't just get up to daven. He has to daven with his kavan. We're in England now. He has to daven. The tefillos have to go darten. Right, toward Eretz Yisrael. He davened his kavanah in the fields of going derech Eretz Yisrael, derech Yerushalayim, derech the kodesh hakadoshim, up to very early on through the Beit Hamikdash, through the Kisei HaKavod, the Makom HaKavod. That's how a person has to daven. A person goes up to such a matzav, he's the Makom HaKavod. He's avoided. He can't have chatzitza, says there. He has to have his begodim anoyim, roish yulavam avarushim, noyim miyuchadim tefillah, ki my big day kahuna. Because you're doing that, avoiding a standing in Beit Hamikdash, by kovin, by vayrei oilam. He's davening such a matzav. Now we understand. We need an hour after davening. We may maybe 2 hours after davening to come down from such a madrega. Oh, but we just have to have such a musik that it exists. What about davening before? How long do we have to prepare ourselves before davening? Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tzadi. Shulchan Aruch says Simin Tzadi Sifchot. A person has to be to gemar and brachas aches in the base. A person has to prepare himself before davening. L'kol apoches before he starts davening. The amount of time of ashir of two delis where the gemar is about 10 seconds. It says you can't just run into davening. You can't just run into davening. You have to stop before. And the Shlo writes in one place, Manoyim Halevais of the Shlo. What a person, what would be if before he started davening the Shemay Nesve, before he would daven the Mincha, before he would daven the Ma'ir, and he would sit for 10 seconds and start thinking, what do I do if I need Chochme? What do I do if I need Parnasa? What do I do if I need Bonim Manaches? He would think about that for 10 seconds, 4 seconds, if he would think about that before his davening. Because Andra davening Delta Zayin would be Andra davening in Gans. So the mensch would think for 10 seconds it would change his whole life forever. The Gemara brachas and that bob in the base tour brings it down. It's a mitzvah shlamic base. So the tour, Vincha is the hardest of the day. Minchas the heart is a Zezek. A Zezek the Torah. You know why? Because her biggest koyach is in Mincha. Eliyahu HaNavi was answered in Mincha. So the Gemara brachas up on the base. So baby, the Eitz HaHara knows. Mincha is where I got to get it. And the Shulchan Aruch reminds you in Reish Lamed Beis, Yizayim Me'oi B'Tfilas Mincha. Try very hard to have Kavanah during Tfilas Mincha, because that's where the Eitz HaHara is going to get you. It's in the middle of this busy day. He's very, very busy. And that's what shows that he's the greatest Messias Nefesh of Yifel. He's known to the Bayre Yoylam. He has such a closeness to the Bayre Yoylam. He's willing to take in the middle of his day and have Kavanah. And thus a person has to be Zayim. Oh, Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Gimel, Sif Gimel. He says you can't just go into davening. I always have this tight in the yeshivas. You can't just take a mincha right after a grace of Shir Kvali. You have to have a halacha psuka. How could you go and talk to Bayrei Oylem Bayrei Shleinam Oymid Kineged the Shechina, standing in front of the Shechina? And how could he go in if he has no clarity of das? He just had a chveis, a ganza Shir Kvali, and you have to say a halacha psuka to take open a kitzah, a Shulchan Aruch epis, open up, learn halacha, and then daven. So that you shouldn't have anything on your mind. There shouldn't be dir this hamachshava. Should be nothing on his mind. Discussion of the clothing for tefillah. What's the again? Tonight we're not discussing halacha. We're trying to get a feel from Chazal. What is a davening supposed to look like? So the Gemara Shabbos already in Daf Yud is talking about a gartel. The heilig a gartel. No, you didn't see me davening with a gartel. What's the pshat? Pshat is, and then the Gemara, the Tosfos and the Mishnah already done, the Shabru already says this, is that the gartel is in the times of Chazal. They used to wear a gartel because they needed to separate, because there was a robe and it was open, so they needed to separate from the erva. That's one reason for the gartel. Or another reason is that their clothing had a gartel, it had a belt. So then if you had the gartel open and you didn't close it, you look unkempt. So mainly you have a chiv to close your coat. You're coming to talk in front of Boy Way Oilam. You're coming to talk in front of Melech Malchay Amlachim. You have to look a certain way. Akapanim la lochal maisa, one that doesn't wear gartel. Gartel is a zeyushay and minig mishabura, is moi mishabayach the minig. You do the chazanish mishabayach the minig. But a person who doesn't wear the gartel, but this halacha applies. Woohoo, this halacha applies. I always say, I saw Kamulgan, I saw Chazishabacher. He's wearing, in the Shalayim, they have the Chalat, and he has the belt. And the belt, he left open, and the gartel, he closed. I told him, no, doesn't he? The gartel doesn't mean the chasidus. The belt that's on the Chalat, that's open and sticking downward, you look unkempt. The halacha is, you cannot look unkempt. A yeshiva bachar davens, you can't have his shirt out. Can't be a shirt out when you're coming to daven to Melech Malchay Amlachim. Totally unacceptable. How do we make the dogma of these halachas? How would I go in front of the most chash of a person? Boysai, we used to say the word president. If I would say this in America, they'd tell me in front of the president, I got to take off my clothing. What's my answer? And nowadays, we know we don't talk like that. We mean, how do you go in front of the Melech? The Melech shall call Beis Yisrael. How would you walk in front of Belzareva? How would you walk in front of Evliyashiv? How would you walk in front of these great people? You would walk out with your shirt open like this. Would you walk around, you know, could you daven in socks? They get it. All these questions on the version of Mishnah Berurah. But can I get these halachas apply to ladies like they apply to men? Can I daven in a robe? If it's me, she's not going to daven. She's sick. This, I'm not talking normal case though. Can I daven in a robe? A person is wearing pajamas. Oh, he just remembers. He forgot to daven. He forgot to daven. He forgot Meir tonight. Whatever. So what is your chidus? Then there's a grace of Yitzhahar comes to him and says, just, you know, go and daven. Daven, it's totally, absolutely unacceptable. You come to daven in front of Melech, Malchay, and Malchay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cannot be. Cannot be. Would you walk in front of the Melech wearing your robe and slippers? Cannot be. Lo Shach, I don't know, Baruch Hu, Nebuch, nowadays, Nebuch in the gelt, it's a child in the belt, it's a problem. You have these shoes with the holes, Nebuch. I don't know. I don't know, could you daven with these shoes? I always talked about, I thought Baruch Hu. I don't know, as I said, would you take these, would you walk like this in front of the, what do I ask you all that? No, Rabin Yom, what do I ask you? Would you walk like this in front of the Melech, Malchay, and Malchay? Would you walk like this in front of Rabbi Yash? Some Bachram tell me, yeah, I don't give him a slap. Right? Other than Bachram tells me, I would never walk like that in front of Rebbe Yashiv. So, you know, you have to make your own chashpayness. You have to make your own chashpayness. I'm not getting involved now. Hat and jacket and this, but if you wear a hat and jacket when you go to Rebbe Yashiv, if you wear a hat and jacket when you go to the Bells at Ever, then when you go in front of the Melech Malchi, I love him, you have to wear a hat and jacket. That's Allah. And I once asked the Melech Shukul Beis Yisrael, I know the Sheikh Talevi of Hosni holds not like this, but I once asked Rebbe Yashiv, I said, let's say if he's going to daven now, how many Balkan ask him in the shayla? If he's going to daven now, he has no hat and jacket, but he has a minion. Yes, I don't like this shayla. It's such a dangerous shayla. It's a scary shayla. Two of the most important. To daven without a minion, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says the word yeshtadel. Try and get a minion, right? Ah, we know how sheker that is. It doesn't mean, you know what the word yeshtadel means? What does it mean yeshtadel? They once asked Rebbe Bear. Rebbe Bear went to America. And they asked him, when he came back from America, they asked him, what did you learn? What words did you learn when you were in America, Rebbe Bear? So Rebbe Bear said, I learned these words, I'll do my best. Rabbis, I told them, what does it mean? Garnish. So we know that when we see in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Yishtabel, to daven with a minyan. We know, what does that mean? So it means, Yishtabel, yeah, I'll try, garnish. But the game of Mesha, and Mesha comes along with rayas upon rayas upon rayas upon, I can go on. Rayas that there's no shayla in the world, chiyuv. That chiyuv kemo chol chiyuv eidraban. You eat chicken and milk together, sir? You eat chicken and milk together? No, a little bit of milk, not a lot. Would you, that's a din derabanan. Getting davening with a minyan is also a din derabanan. So what does it say, Yishtabel? So why does it say Yishtabel? Ah, that's the knack of learning Tur. When you learn Tur inside, you know the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of times he takes his raid from Tur, he takes his raid from Rambam. Rabbi took his raid from the Tur. The Tur, if you know anything about Hebrew, the Tur says these words. He's talking about meaning, he says, chir, 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 chir. And then at the end of the whole long shtickle, the Torah says, and what if you like have a terrible cold and you're not feeling well and thus you have to daven in a minyan? So then at the end of the long list, he says, you know, my son, even though you're potter, in that case, you know, you're sick and this, but yishtadel b'kol koichai. Ah, the Torah. So when the Shulchan Aruch said those words, yishtadel, what did he mean? He means even when you're potter. It's not a drain, I've always asked Pshat. Yishtadel, even when you're potter, do your best. Because not could die, like Rav Moshe says, you know, when it comes to tefillah b'tzibur, you know, b'vadai, that they don't go on cheshbon, who are you? Should we answer your tefillah? Who are you? We don't look at who the guy is. He comes up together with everybody, the fetish kashas, you know? But Mashiach came, when you daven yourself, they start scrutinizing. Who's this guy? Should we answer him? Who's this man? So Moshe says, who has a right to daven when they're going to scrutinize him? Maybe he's not worthy, and maybe he's davening a bracha l'batala, but it's not our topic today. I'll call upon him. The Maisa, so the shayla I don't like to talk about, is he has a hat now. He has a minyan now, but he doesn't have his hat. What does he do? Does he daven with a minyan? We just said minyan is chiyuv. Right? So the Shevet HaLevi Rav Ozner, he says, no, what can he do? He has no hat now. He's going to miss a minyan. He doesn't have the other option, is to daven later with his hat, but without a minyan. So the Shevet HaLevi says, minyan is chiyuv. I once asked this question to the Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv thought for a very long time about the shayla. Let me explain. In Rabbi Eliashiv's world, thinking for a long time is 28 seconds. And he thought for every, you know, normally it's like this. This one was 28 seconds. And Rabbi Eliashiv said, not ready to daven yet. It's not mishpat. He's not ready to daven yet. You only have a chiyuv minyan when you're ready to daven. He's not ready to daven yet. He can't come in front of the melech malchut and mochim when he's not dressed properly. A shirt out, funny looking too. I once said to Rabbi Eliashiv, what about a Purim costume? A Purim costume? Can you daven in your Purim? You know how fair it is to daven and then have to take off your Purim costume? I mean, me, it's mishpelech. I dress up like a chassidisha on Purim. So no, that's a zikr. But the rest of us are dressed up like mitzvahs on Purim. Are they allowed to keep in their netbach uniform, their costumes? Are they allowed to keep their costume up? So they actually said, on Purim, that's how we go in front of the melech. Okay, that's what they can't push it. Okay, on Purim, as they get in front of the melech. Good, push it. Let me get invited to Abayisai. Abakoponim, I think the Oilum gets the point. Robes, pajamas, these things. It was a nice I once heard from Tom Chachim. He once went to a Goyim Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ah, great Goyim. And he had a meeting with Rav Shlomo Zalman. So his meeting was at 101. The meeting was 101, Rav Shlomo Zalman. And 101 is meeting Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Minchon Shari Chesed, Rav Shlomo Zalman Davin was 129, 130. As I figured, Gevaldik, I have 28 minutes with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach with a simcha. At around 114, he sees the great Goyim. The great Goyim is getting up, and he's like getting ready to go. He's putting on a chalat, and he's walking to the shul. That's not what's going on. He said, Rebbe, the mincha is at 1:30. So Shlomo Zalman said, yeah. No. I said, it's 1:14. So Shlomo Zalman said to him, Voltach of Gahata meeting with the president. If I would have had a meeting with the president, you think I would come there at 1:29 and 28 seconds? Is that halacha? I don't think it's halacha. Also, the halacha doesn't say you have to come early. It says the amount of time. Chassidim Rishonim, Rishon Zalman wasn't doing an hour, and it doesn't say he wasn't doing the 10 seconds, but it's a hergish. Ayid Kim Naran comes in front of Boyer Yoylam, Misha Chachma Shalai, Misha Parnasa Shalai, Misha. It's a hergish. A hergish from the Gaim Rishonim Zalman. No, and then you get Zweit in Shulchan Aruch. I think this is one of the funniest halachas in Shulchan Aruch. About that. Funniest halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Sin and Tzarekhes, Sid Gimel. Ayid, he's davening. Why? Because he has to be Yotze davening. You know, just as if you have to take a lulav, right? You have to take a lulav. You have to be Yotze lulav. If you don't take a lulav, we tell you, you know, and we beat you until you take a lulav, right? So the Ayid, he knows, today comes Mincha, today comes Shachas, I gotta daven. If I don't daven, I'm not Yotze davening. Like any other things are abundant. Zog the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't make any sense if he lost a tachanun, it makes it keva. I'll be the Mishnah in Brachis. Says Shulchan Aruch, if he davens to be Yotze davening, maybe he's not Yotze davening. If you daven just to be yotze, you know, I don't feel like I need bayrei oilam. Mishabura as a suffix, I don't know if you're yotze. If you daven to be yotze davening, maybe you're not yotze davening, because if you don't go to bayrei oilam, then you're not yotze davening. You have to need when you come to daven in front of bayrei oilam. Let me get invited. No, the halacha is of achana before tefillah, sitting inside the base. And sitting inside the base talks about all these halachas, washing hands before davening. What's halacha? Why? We're not going to go into all these halachas, but just the words. The Gemara brachas daf yidav. This halacha is brought down in Tzimin Dalit. His halacha is brought down in Reish Lame Gimel by Mincha. His halacha is brought down in Tzimin Beis by Shachas. And you have to wash your hands before davening. You know, one time, then a Baal Tshuva, and I saw before Mincha, he went over to a tap, you know, a faucet. And he went over to the fountain, he put his hand and he touched the tap like this. So I told him, maybe it's broken. Says it's me, yeah, if I stay, you know. So what are you doing? He says, no, that's the minute. Before you dive in, there's an Indian, you know, you have to go over to the tap and you take your hand and you hit the tap. It's like it's a din. That's nishemis, Abu Isa. But the defemis is that before you come to daven, erchetz kapai, you're coming to daven the barilf, you come to do avodas kodesh. You're the kohen gadol, like the soldier chamarav tzim tzaniches. You're coming to do the avodas. You have to wash your hands. That's the halacha. Me, sometimes I give a shiur and then right after what I daven, the place can say if you washed your hands before and you were shomer them. So then, no, such a person is allowed to, if he knows his hands were shomer, no, kuli hai vulai. Now, upon the halacha, you have to wash your hands before you daven. And a person's going to daven. Not only that, by bayrei oilam is under the rules. By bayrei oilam, we don't just have to prepare our outer body. We have to prepare. We prepared our clothing already before they came to the bayrei oilam. Now we have to prepare our inner body. A person has to make sure that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. Maybe I can't go into all these halachas right now, boyside. But the bayrei oilam, he knows what goes on inside, outside. And he has to prepare his body before he comes to talk to bayrei oilam. In certain situations, you're not yotze. But the Rambam, how the Rambam learns this halacha, it's not halacha. It's just because it's not proper. Because it bothers the machshava, the kavana, anocha halacha in kavana. Because how could you kavana if the whole time he's thinking maybe he has to go to the bathroom, maybe not? One time I was by the Goyim of Iron Lake Shteiman, and once somebody said to him, "Mashiach was terrible. People Nebuch, there was Saris, whatever it was. My Aleinu Chmalon son Saris." So Rav Leib, the Hergish and Gadol Hador, he said, "You know, the bayrei oilam, all of the machshavas. Originally, he wanted to make a person with two mouths." They want to make a person with two mouths. You know, one for divrei chayil, regular things, business and this, and mundane matters. And one for tayin tefillah, the other mouth, you know, it's the two mouths. But like the bein shloim inside, to put them together. And your job is to, you know, make that mouth, their mouth into a like a kodesh kadoshim. That's your job. No, he says, Abba Vazvat Zayin, you know, when the mouth, excuse my lashon, Abba Yisrael. Abba Vazvat Zayin, when the mouth, like I spoke, you can't daven in a bathroom. And if the mouth is nishta kodesh hakadoshim, that's also another way to prepare yourself before davening. It's not by accident that the end of Shemayin Esrei said, "Lakai mitzur l'sheini meida." That we cap the Shemayin Esrei, "Lakai mitzur l'sheini meida." That the mouth is zayin a kodesh hakadoshim. That's also preparation for davening. It means all day long. Person chalila v'chas nandegedes eida kedusha. I'm just saying halachas. That's nandegedes eida kedusha. But a person chalila v'chas, he says something nivul peh chalila v'chas, something which is mishproper. His feelers aren't, you know, nowadays it doesn't work to just tell people, you know, you can't say nivul peh because this is the right, it's a mitzvah to kill you and you're a rush. It doesn't work. So you have to tell them, you know, your feelers aren't answered for 40 days. That's what it says in the Zayin. If you say one word nivul peh, your feelers aren't answered for 40 days. That's why you have to talk sometimes. Not negayah, chalila v'chas, shenedak kedoshah. Before davening, preparation for davening, reish mem peh, sif yud dalid yoyedaya, has to give tzedakah. Who knows the Satmar Rebbe? Somebody wants to ask Satmar Rebbe. Am I allowed to give tzedakah during middle davening? Not the middle davening. I'm not going around in these halachas nish. But Satmar Rebbe, Hergish and Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe said, "Veveis, who knows if that's the source of why your tefillah is going to be answered? You want to know? Yeah, you're allowed nish to that chayis nish. But you know, put the money out so that when it's done, the ani kims. Who knows if you need a schus? You need a schus to talk to bayi yoyim. Says Ei Pashi. Some people they don't like even talk by night. Rosh Hashanah Zalman or Abaki says, "Say this and do a ma'isa chesed by night before you leave the house. Take out your garbage. You know, you do a ma'isa chesed. That's also before you daven. Zuch for ma'isa chesed. Go over to Ayid, give him a smile. That's also called a ma'isa chesed. Before davening, you have to come with the schus in order to daven to bayi yoyim. Kavana." A bissel weiter in der Loch ist. Kavana, Shulchanarich, this is Bemis, this is Gemara. Gemara brought us that from the Mibbeis. There was a Yid, they saw him davening twice. So they asked Rav Yana, "Why is he davening twice?" So he said, "Well, maybe he didn't have Kavana the first time." You know, you see this Gemara says the Rosh. Rosh and Dimchavalev, he says, you see from this Gemara that a person that doesn't have Kavana has to be davening. This is a very scary thing. What does it mean? When? What? When? The Gemara Brachas and Lamed Dalet in one place, they saw somebody repeating words. He was davening, he was repeating the words. So the one Amayri asked, why is he repeating the words? They said, well, maybe he didn't have Kavanah the first time. So the other Amayri says back, he didn't have Kavanah the first time, take a stick and beat him on the head. He's talking to Bayri Ailam, he's not just talking to a friend. The Hergish says, the Hezavruah, that before you come to talk to Bayri Ailam, you better have Kavanah. So, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simkof Aleph, he says, the Aloch is like this, if it was during office, in the first Brachah Shmei Nasa, if he didn't have Kavanah, you're not Yotzer. Shulchan Aruch says, we daven. You have to daven again. That's not local. Clear to the spot. I don't know. You have to daven. Nachum. I said. The Ramah says, "I'll be the tour." And the Goyim brings the raya from the Yushalmi that revere me on the Yushalmi. He says, "You have to be daven if you didn't have kavanah during the first Baruch Shmei Nesei." But zok revere me, but ver veis if you're gonna have kavanah the second time. Who says you're gonna have kavanah the second time? Zok the Vilna Goyim. If revere me, wasn't sure if he's gonna have kavanah a second time. Was vezaymeton. So it's gonna be with us. So you know what I do whenever I get this shayla? Bracha comes to me. I didn't have kavanah during office. What do? I tell him, go away. I don't know the answer. Ramah doesn't know what to do. I go, go away. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Ramah says, don't be daven, because if you be daven, you might not have kavanah. So what do you do? You weren't yotzei. So the Mishabura held aches. Mishabura says, well, if you chap yourself, of course, before Baruch Atah Hashem, so go back. Okay, Abram, fine. That we know. But if you daven already, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Abram. Oh, no! And so then you know what I love is Mishabura says, lay there, if it's Mayriv, jump, lay there. If it's Shachar's Mincha, listen to the Chazan. Said the Chazanish, listen to the Chazan for the first part of mine, then the next part you say yourself. What Chatzi Bishmiya and Chatzi Baniya, and I can't go into all of Shemei Kohen now, but who says that works? Who says that works? So the Chazanish, he doesn't know what to do. Mishabur, he doesn't know what to do. Kalis definitely doesn't know what to do. What to do? Atzlach Rabbah, have Kavanah the first time. It's going to gain bite. I don't know what to tell you. Some place can say, have Kavanah during Maidim. If there's anybody who's willing to take a chayis and say these words, let him daven again. With a tefillas nedavah. With a tefillas nedavah. That if I need to daven again, I'm allowed to daven again. Then I want this to be a tefillah. If not, you know, then I want this to be a tonight. I can't take a chayit to say such a thing. We're going weiter. So the only halacha we're supposed to be talking about today is Simchat Kofalos, and we're not going to talk about it today. We're going weiter. The Rambam in Perek Dalet brought down the halacha by Rechayim. Who knows that Rechayim is a safe halacha? A great Rechayim al Rambam. First Rechayim al Rambam. He's medayik in Rambam in Rambam Perek Dalet. Zok the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't say if you didn't have kavanah in Oros. The Rambam says that if you didn't have kavanah during Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be davar. We'll see. The Rambam forgets and give on it. The Gemara says no, and it's got kavanah during Alvis. And the Rambam says if you didn't have kavanah during Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be davar. And there's even a funnier Rambam. The Rambam says, what's kavanah during Shmoneh Esrei? Oy mid lifnei Ashkina, oy mid lifnei Ashkina, standing in front of Boyrei Koy Loilom, standing in front of Boyrei Oilom. No, so he didn't have kavanah. The Rambam says you have to be davar. Is Madai is Madir Chayy? Shlomo Zalman Orbach Lalocha brings this down. He says, you know what it means? It means that if he didn't have kavanah of the Pirish Amilim during all this, he's talking about Yoytzei Shmoneh Esrei. That's a different Rambam. But let's say in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it reminds me of a story. He told him, somebody asked him, what'd you do today this morning? So he said, first he went to his business, and then afterward he went to his business, he had to go and pick up something from the grocery. After he picked up the grocery, he came home, he had breakfast with his wife, and then afterward he made a business deal and this and that, and all of a sudden somebody came over to him and shot him down. Slach lanu avinu ki chatonu. You have to say tefillas aderech when you say Shmoneh Esrei. Now the kupas nishtu. It's everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. Such a person, that's called he's misasek in the tefillah. He's not davening. He doesn't bechlal know he's in front of Bayrei Oilom. There's two things. In the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei, you have to say the pirush of the milim kel dok noira. He's meidik Bayrei Oilom. Kel elyon. He's a siva of everything Bayrei Oilom. You have to say it down tonight and take a pirush of milim and know what you're saying. Pshah, basic, nothing. Hecher. The hecher things come if you have the Poshit Chal. But the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, in the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, he has to know he's standing in front of Melech Malchei Melechim. And if he's not there, Bechlau, is Medayik of Chaim, the Rambam, and Shomazam, and Obach, passing like the Halacha. If he's over there, even if he's not in the Kavanah. But if he doesn't realize I'm in front of Bar Yoyal, he's there, and he wakes up, and he's all of a sudden walking. So he doesn't know what he's doing, but he starts walking. And he's like, I'm in the middle of Shabbat, you know. So then, he shouted me. Rabbi Yechman says, we have to have Hakodas HaToiv to our heads. Because sometimes in the middle of Moed, you know, we're so arayin in a sugya, and then all of a sudden my head goes down. What am I doing down there? Ah, I'm in the middle of Moed. We have to have a curse, I tell you, to our heads. A person has to have at least the kol hapok that kavanah they're standing in front of Melech, Malchei, Hamlochei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Benedab. Okay. We're going to talk about all the halachas of Shemayin Esrei. You know, I said, it used to be, when we were little kids, it used to be halacha. I don't know if you remember this. It's in the Pasuk in Nach. The Pasuk says, Rag lehem regal yeshar, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The feet of the Malucha together. And we, when we daven Shemayin Esrei, like Malachim, like Kaihanim, like we saw in Beis HaMikdash, the feet are together. Sometimes you see people, like, now, Nebuchadnezzar, a person's feet aren't good, I understand, you know. But sometimes you see a guy comes down Shemayin Esrei, one foot's there, one foot's there, you know, the one looks like other. Okay? The feet still have to be together. Just like they have to be together when you were 7 and when you were 8, they have to be together when you're 70 and 80. They have to be together. My hands are tied. My feet are tied. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Sadi Aleph. The secret to it, different Shulchan Aruch and Sadi 8. The basic you say is you have to have your hands like this. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you're going to, you take this hand, you put it over this hand, you put the thumb, you have to be careful not to ever go like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Taz. Not so happy about that. But you take this hand, and you put it over this, the right hand, over the left hand, you daven like this. My hands are tied, my feet are tied. This, says the Aruch HaShulchan, don't get carried away. If it's going to ruin Kavana, the whole time he's davening, he's thinking, and trying to have Kavana to bring back that arm and this arm. That's not the tachlis. But the Sayyid Abai said, this is not the Ikkar, but the feet have to be together, the legs are together. We start Shemayin Esrei, the Agashim, when we come to start, you stand up at Tilas Lekel El Yoyin, the Mishabur brings that. Why do you have to stand up there? Because Yerusha Hashem B'matzah, I'm coming to talk to Bari Yoylam, he's already there. Bari Yoylam comes to us before we get ready to daven Shemayin Esrei. The Kabachai is Ma'irich about this. The Bari Yoylam is already there when we already express interest that we want to come to daven Shemayin Esrei. So you got to stand up. The Bari Yoylam came already at Tilas Lekel El Yoyin. In the standard Baisai with the hergish of such halacha is. Get the halacha moment of the hergish that the Boyre Oilum came to greet us before we daven Shemayin Esrei. Stand up, Tilas Lekel El Yoyin. The Rekeach brought down the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tzadiyei. Before we daven, he says you have to take 3 steps forward. But the Kabachai brings down our minute and Sikkot and Zion. That we take 3 steps backwards. Why are we taking 3 steps backwards? Says the Kabbalah, Bishnu Shigan, you're coming to daven in front of Melech Malchana. I see you never went to a Gadol Bador. I went to one, the first time ever I was able to go. The first time ever. So it was my turn. So I was standing like this. They're telling you it's your turn. I wasn't sure it was my turn. I went like this. I said, Shemayin Esrei. You're scared. You're scared. You're coming to daven in front of Melech. And that's the Lokeach. That's the Lokeach. You take 3 steps back. You're coming to daven in front of Melech, Malchai, and Malchai. Then you take forward 3 steps. Because you know who's the only person that can save you and help you in this. You take slowly. You take those steps, say the Paiskim. Slowly, he puts his feet together. He said, Hashem's Fasai Tifta. Ah, the Kedusha slave in this week's Pasha. I'm just doing Chazodah. But the Ayyam Machang is saying, Veschonen al Hashem Beisahi. So, second Glossian of Tvila. Veschonen al Hashem Beisahi. Because what Hashem says, I tiftach. David HaMelech, Hashem, open up my mouth. Please help me, Baruch Shalom, Ufi Yogid, and let me say the right things. David HaMelech, he was kivyachol in his madrega, he was choshish that he didn't have Eda. He was choshish that he didn't have Eda, the maze of the Hail Kahilika, the name of David. He's choshish that he didn't have Eda. But if there's Aveda b'mezid, you can't bring korban. So David HaMelech comes to Bari Yoylam and he says, I have no hope. I can't bring the korban. So my only hope is tefillah. So the mele, I need a tefillah before I daven, that my tefillah should work. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoina, that's Pshat Hashem Sfas HaTiftach. It's a tefillah that my tefillah should be answered. Zokta Shlaivi. That I came, Moshe Rabbeinu davened first to the Bari Yoylam to that my tefillah should be answered. He davened the tefillah that his tefillah should be answered. But the Gemara in Brachos says, "Ahat l'tikal loshim b'otan l'shulchan aruch and zimin kufshit aleph." That Hashem says, "I tiftach in tefillah richta." How do you have smichas geula l'tefillah? We know you have to do geula l'tefillah. How do you have that? Hashem says, "I tiftach comes and blocks it in the middle." That's why we don't say kishem hashemekra. Zok the Gemara because it's tefillah richta, the chaylik of the tefillah. You know what that means? Everybody says the chaylik of the tefillah. Number one, it means we take these 3 steps back before we say Hashem says, "I tiftach." You're in the middle of davening. You're in the middle of davening to Boyre Oylem Melech Malchem Lochem. By the time you say those words, Hashem Shas Haifta, we don't start fixing our hats. We don't go like this. I said, you know, like this, and kissing. We don't even kiss. It's feeling the Be'er Moshe Debetzin Rav writes in one place. When we started saying the word Hashem Tzvas HaTiftach, my hands are tied, my feet are tied, I'm in front of Boyre Oylem Melech Malchem Lachim. We don't do anything. Hashem Tzvas HaTiftach. You know what happens? You forgot to say Yishem Hashem Ekro. And you started saying Hashem Tzvas HaTiftach. You don't go back. You started Shemayin Esrei. What happens? You ready for this? You forgot to say Hashkivein. You forgot Hashkivein. And you said the word Hashem Tzvas HaTiftach. With Paskin, Shabur Paskin, Zlaloche. Ben Yishchai, maybe not like this. With Paskin Laloche. That a person, once he started, he said the word Hashem, Tzvas HaTiftach, he's smack in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. Atkidekapa makes you function as a tzad. He says, if you didn't say Hashem's Chassid, you think you forgot the whole thing. He says, maybe you're not going to Shemayn Asim. You left out a part of Shemayn. Mishnah Berurah is in this topic. But Mishnah says, I don't know what a suffix is. I don't know what a suffix is. It's a chayyik of Shemayn Asim. Once you say Hashem's Chassid, somebody once asked me, how come the Minigan, and Eretz Yisrael, the Chazin, he says Hashem's Chassid Tiftach, and Yerushalayim, and Yerakodish, and the Sardin, they say Hashem's Chassid Tiftach out loud. In the chutzlaret, they don't say Hashem's Chassid Tiftach out loud. What's the pshat? I thought, look, those that say it out loud, Hashem's Chassid Tiftach, Pashit, you know, it's a chayyik of Shemayn Asim, Pashit, right? I thought, Abayich Vashtei Chutzlaret. What's the davening of Hashem's Pasei Tiftach Rabbi Yisrael Kedosh? The davening is, please, Rabbi Nishaloy, don't give me Seat Ishmael, open my mouth, and I should say the right words. The Shliach Tzibur, he has to daven. The Hashem's Pasei Tiftach is for the Tzibur. We need a davening, they should keep the mouth closed. They don't need a tefillah that their mouth should open, Rabbi Yisrael Kedosh. About Kopanim, Rabbi Yisrael, at Hashem's Pasei Tiftach. Of all the other lochas, hakoyvei, hi onov, hi chusi, hi hespin. Who are they saying that hespin for? The God of Ador, Mistama. Onov, chusi, that tzaddik. Who are they saying that hespin for? Setting more brachas ches. Omid beis botan the lochas on us in tzaddik. Sif yud ches. Akoyvei makim lezorich likboya makim tibasoi. Also, ladies have to be koveya. Tell your wife she has to have a place in the house where she has to see after the shmai where she davens to melech malchei malchim bari oyla. Why? Why such a hesed for a person who he's kaveya makim, he has a makim kavua for his tefillah? Why? Why such a hesed? Because he shows davening's chashuv by me. Don't just chapa davening here, there. Don't just. This is my admas kodesh. This is my makim makidoyim. This is where I connect the very oilam davening. It's a matzav by me. It's not just a chapa davening. It's a hesed. Shuckling. It's much like I'm not going into now, but just a verb. Some place can say you should shuckle during davening. Some place can say you shouldn't shuckle during davening. So Mishnah Berurah is one place in Menches, one place in Sadi. Hey, you shouldn't. Mishnah Berurah says the Ovid came out of it. If you do like you do it, if good, if nish, whatever is good for you, whatever works. But what's the machlekes? You look in the place, give the Magen Yiboyim, the other chayim. Some say, well, you have more kavana when you shuckle. And others say, no, you have more kavana when you stand still. But it's all in kavana. Alt is alt kavana. Everything in Allah of Shemayn Asim is vegan kavana. The Gabe Dalocha, davening on an airplane, or davening, you know, does he stand? So the Ramesha Faishim, the head of Dalad and Sinchof, he says, standing during Shemayn Asim, the Ekatachlis, is different reasons, either because, like we saw, he's like a Koyim, he's standing, he has to do the Avoy, he's standing, he has to, one of the reasons Ramesha brings down is lots of Kavanah, lots of Kavanah. He has to stand, because Kavanah. So says Ramesha, if a person's on the plane, you can't have Kavanah, and I'll add to Ramesha. And he's also not allowed to daven in front of Erva. And he's also not allowed to daven, you know, he goes to the back, he makes a minion in the some chais, and there's a lady going like this, excuse me, and she's trying to get by with the chais, something I say. It's very hard to daven in such a matzav, no? And the whole time he's worried that she's coming, and he's worried, I say, if you can't daven like that, you have every right to be salimich on the game of Maisha, and Maisha writes, and then unfortunately, never, do anything in your power to daven in the airport or whatever, and find a little corner, I'll ankle hurt, but if no choice, and you can't concentrate standing up, so then you have to daven sitting down. Because the Iker Shemayn Asim is Kavana, on Kavana is a Nishke Davin. So in that case, that's hard to say such a Pesach, but that's the Pesach. If you have the Davin standing, if he's not going to be able to have Kavana, the Gantz Tfilah is not for Kavana. So in such a case, we tell the Seed, what can he do? We have to sit down. Oh. I was one time in Bnei Brak, and I was davening two rows in front and back of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Two rows in back of the Shulba, two rows in back, and a sitter fell down. Notice there. The sitter fell down next to Chaim Kanievsky. So I think everybody here knows the halacha. What's the halacha? If a sitter falls, a chumash falls in the middle of Shemayn Asim, what's the halacha? No? You gotta pick it up, right? You gotta pick it up, that's the halacha. I'm watching, you know, all of a sudden, the eye goes up. The eye opens up. Yeah? And I see the sitter's on the floor, and he's sitting right next to the goyim of Chaim Kanievsky. Right? And I see he's not picking up the sitter. Or a chumash, whatever it was. I see he's not picking it up, right? So I'm looking, what's going on over here? He's not picking up the sitter. I think, okay, you know. What's going on? I figure any second he's going to do it. Now I'm getting, what's going on? I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell the Sher in Yerushalayim. He doesn't pick up his word. I don't know what's going on over here. And then, it bothered me so much, and this is a lot that brought down at the end of Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Siddur Sarivah. He says, yeah, even if it bothered you so much, your Kavana, so then you're allowed to pick up the sitter. You're allowed to pick it up, you're allowed to walk over and pick up the sitter. I walked over, what can I do? It's bothering my Shemana, the sitter on the floor. So then I had the same shot. No, we have it wrong. That's not how you say the halacha. The halacha is you're not allowed to pick up a sitter in the middle of Shemayin Asher if it's on the floor. Because you're standing in front of Melech Malchei and Melech Malchei. If you can't, you're never crying. A kind of man, shchayla, and you're not holding straight in front of Bayri Olam Melech Malchei Amlochim. So then, by you see the sitter and it's ruling the kavana, it's sharing your kavana. So then, for the purpose of kavana, we allow you to pick it up, and the Aruch HaShulchan is screaming. Boss, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, to move and this, how could you do it? And the Mishpura says you could. So Vashtei, Rav Chaim, Mishpishtei didn't share in the klal. So he didn't have to pick it up. Other people, then they have to pick it up. Yechav Kasha. Somebody wants to ask me, where is it saying Shulchan Aruch that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei you're not allowed to have a cell phone on? Where is it saying in Shulchan Aruch? Where is it saying Shulchan Aruch? No, the Sefer is a modern Sefer, as we said, written for modern men. I want to tell you, there's something called illness. In the middle of davening, you ever have this Shabbos morning? Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos morning, you're sitting there, davening, this is... You ever have that? I don't mean that's all. I mean, it's not all. I mean, in the middle of davening, you're sitting there like this, Heidi, Heidi... You ever had that? Everyone's smiling. Got you all. You know what that is? I'll tell you what that is. That, the chat is, and there's another yin there, you're not a shaggy, so what's the davening? The chat is that, you know, during the week, you have the cell phone over here like this, right? So, you know, once in a while you're not sure, you feel like you're banging, it didn't really bang. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Everyone's smiling. Good. And now, I've always said, that's the halacha you're not allowed to have if you have to make sure that the makam you daven in is a makam that doesn't have any shoe cage there of kavana, and you have to do all these different halachas. He's standing still, my feet are still, he davens in all these ways in order to have more kavana standing for the kavana, all these halachas for the purpose of kavana, the chule checking his bowel before everything, it's all for the purpose of kavana. So can he bring into the davening something which is the biggest stare to the davening in the world? So maybe you'll think I'm talking about when it rings. Chas v'shalom, I don't mean it rings out loud. I mean when it buzzes and it stares in. Maybe that's what I mean. But I'll tell you wrong from the Gemara. So Gemara in Eid of him. Ah, is that beautiful Gemara? The Gemara tells the famous story. Everyone knows the story. The story about the Preda. He got the Talmud. Nebuch, Nebuchadnezzar. He was masbit him 400 times this year. 400 times. Kids in one day. They tell him before the Shehel Tzachan. The Preda, we have a chasinu to go to the Shehel. You know, right afterward, we've got to get out of here. So the Preda, after the Shehel, you know, 400 times, he classes the whole thing. Nishkechav 400 times. Finally, oh, the Preda's all excited. Now he's going to understand it. And he says, Nebuchadnezzar for Shehel. Well, he's 300 times. What's going on? Something's gone. So he says, well, when he came in the beginning of the Shehel, and he said, you know, that we have to go to chasinu tonight. So the whole entire time, my mind, I was thinking to myself, Hashtekaimar, Hashtekaimar. Right now, he's about to get up. The Rebbe's about to get up. So I couldn't concentrate. You know what you just saw from this Gemara? So they told him another 400 times. We all know he was eichet to the whole door to go tell him happen and eichet yom and dasha. You know what you see from this Gemara? That when you have something there, which every second you think Hashtekaimar, it's about to ring. Something is about. Can't concentrate. Be it in learning, be it in davening, Hashtekaimar. That's mefurish in over 300 places in Shulchan Aruch. From Simen Sadi, 300 I counted today. From Simen Sadi to Kuf Chav Dalit, you can't have a cell phone on you during davening. Halacha lemaisa. So again, bite them. So much. Abay Sai, Shulchan Aruch, I just go through Shulchan Aruch, I can't even look at the notes anymore. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Beis, it talks about not going in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. But just know what the halacha is, why? So one reason for the halacha is because it's an Atmas Chodesh. When a Yid davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's holy ground, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Holy ground. So he can't back up into his holy ground. And the other reason is because he's going to share his kavana. He's going to share the Yid's kavana. You know, this applies at home also. Cousin's wife is davening Shmoneh Esrei in a corner of this. Can't make noise in the room. Get the davening Shmoneh Esrei. That's real. We need that feelers up inside. You can't share the kavana. You can't share somebody else's kavana. Ayid, Simin Kuf Aleph. We tell Ayid, we tell Ayid, don't daven loud Shmoneh Esrei. Don't daven Shmoneh Esrei loud. Says the Gemara Brachas, why? It's Miktani Amuna. We tell Ayid, this is an Esachan, you don't believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's standing right next to, like the Mesil Sisharim says in Perek Yudes. It's Pela Oizen. It's like your mouth to Boyre Olam's ear. It's like your mouth to his ear. You don't have to daven loud. If you daven loud, it looks like you don't believe that the Boyre Olam's here. Kod of Hashem Likol Koidah. He's Kod, he's not the Kol Hashem Kabahemis. Yaakov Yitzhak Herman used to say, you know, times you used to have to take a phone call and call America. It was like Ansa Asif to call America. And this and that. He had an Aydin who was learning in Europe, and does Chaim Pinchas the guys are going, and he was learning in Europe, and other guys are ASIC to make a phone call. There. So he said, look at this. They call America 6,000 miles away. So the guys are going to call the guys, and does. And Rabbeinu Shleilam, when you just get, you say the words Tilois Lekel Elyoy. You say the words, I'm ready to God and Baruch Elam, I'm coming to you. Kor of Hashem, Lekel Kairav. And Rabbeinu Shleilam comes right to you, puts your mouth, and we tell every Yid, Hetzachayim, don't daven loud. Or you're a Ketane Emuna, he's standing right next to your mouth, everybody said. Right next to your mouth, Lemid, the Mitzvakish Rachamin, Mimisha, Hazesh, Hachav Meshaloy. The halachas of the movements in Shemoneh Esrei. The movements in Shemoneh Esrei. How do you bow? Maimra Muzga. You know, we used to bow when we were little kids. This is how they taught us to bow. It hasn't changed. You say Baruch, the knees bend. Baruch. This is halacha. You're talking to Melech Malchi Amlochim. See, the Kufi Gimel, the way the Mishabusa beautifully explains it. Baruch, my Birkayim go down. That's how you remember it. Baruch, Ata, Gebench Bistu. Bench, bowing down to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, his head goes down slowly. By the time he says Hashem, his head is back up. By Moedim, says the Mishabura. Some have a minig, not like that, but if you don't have a minig, the Mishabura says, by Moedim, we don't bend the knees. We just say Moedim Anachnu Lach. We just bend straight, Moedim, but we go down. We don't go past our waist, but we go all the way down. That's some little head, but you know, sometimes it's a little head thing that people are doing, like one of these. A bow, he's bowing to Melech Malchim. How do you back up from Shemoneh Esrei? You know we back up from Shemoneh Esrei? It's a Boisai, has a half a ticket aid. You the rotsin in my feet, egg and libi, David HaMelech says to Boiri Oilam, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you should see what's in my heart. I have so much more. I want to say, I have so much emotions. I hope you're taking all the machshavas in my heart. Please, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you see everything that I really want to be saying. By us, it's the opposite. We say, you the rotsin in my feet, take at least what comes out of my mouth. Don't go into my machshavas and think I'm shaykh. They're both true akopanim. You the rotsin in my feet, 10 words. I can't go into this now. Abayisai, Sarichas, good in the beginning, good in the end. He says, you the rotsin in my feet, Hashem suri the galayu on my side. Then he goes back and says, that's an interesting thing. How does he go back? Says, Shulchan Aruch, Zimiko Klub Gimel, Rabbi said, you have to get this right. I won't be there, I'll go overtime. Tonight I ask for shush from Deida to Rosh. I'm just going to go 2 minutes overtime. Anybody who wants to leave, please, he won't turn into a frog. He can please leave right now. I have no issue. But I have to, I need to, my first, Matzai. Abayisai, if you don't know how to do this, I'm afraid to say these words. So I'm going to quote the Gemara Yuma Daf Nun Gimel on the base. The Gemara Yuma Daf Nun Gimel on the base says, if you don't know how to end Shemoneh Esrei, it's better not to daven. I'm not talking, that's not counts. And it says worse. And it says, if you don't listen to this, so then it's like a kelev, ha-chayzer l'kiyah. It's like a dog going back to his vomit. I don't know why and what, so you better know how to do it. Yeah? How do you do it? So you say these words, such interesting verb though. You say, you go back, you bow. That's dalacha. Dalacha is that right when you get to the point of the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he bows to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he walks back. I'll do it with my hands in a minute to make it easy. And he takes 1 foot. I take my hands. He bows. He's bowing as he's going backwards. He's bowing. That's how you walk out of a gutter. That's how you walk out of the boy of the Melech Malchim Malchim. It's a heritage. What Shemoneh Esrei is, where you just were up in Shemayim. He bows. Then he takes 1 foot. He starts with the left foot. We're showing it's hard for us to leave you, Bayri Olam. Mishabur says the left. He takes his right foot. Mishabur says the left. He takes the weaker foot. It's hard for us to leave you, Bayri Olam. He's trembling as he's going back. Says the Nebuchadnezzar. It's hard for us as he's bowing. He takes his foot. He takes it as Zayvi the Koyin Gadol. This is the way the Mishabur says. He takes it like the Koyin. When he walks back, he takes the foot. Negative God look. To this part, not some big step over there, and not some small step there. He takes 1 foot right to that point of the next foot. Not maybe necessarily right behind, but he takes the foot equal to here. Then he takes this foot. This is called a psia gedoyla, says the Mishmur. It doesn't mean a psia gedoyla. It means it's bigger because it has to go till here. And then he puts the feet together. Regel Yeshara. I see it in this place over here, tzafuf. It's very hard. You don't maybe have the ability to do that. So if you can go to the side, no, matoy manoy. If you can go to the side, halavai. If you're not able to do that, I get the oilam misayim mecham with the bach brought down in the Mogen Avram and zimikul chav gimel. That the bach says you can also okay half steps. Okay, what can you do? If you don't have choice, you don't have choice. But the chachil is no shayla. You take a full step here, and then together. Now he does the most interesting thing. As he's down. He just went back 3 steps. He's down. He goes and he says, first to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's right. He goes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's right, so he goes to his left. Oh, he says, Shalom Ben Moriman. Oh, he says, Shalom, Zamach Shulim Ben Himmel. He says, Shalom Aleinu, Al Kol Yisrael. Rimuram, who's just a ref? He says, Shalom Ben Himmel, and us. The Beis Yosef, I didn't mention Kevin and Himmel. He was up there 3 seconds ago. He was right there. He says, Boy Re Oilam, Boy Re Kol Olamin. Oh, he says, Shalom Ben Moriman. I was there, I know what's going on over there. Oh, he says, Shalom, Rav Yasser, Shalom, Aleinu, Balkol, Yisrael, Muhammad. Then he does the most interesting thing. Yiratzai. Shaybana Beis HaMikdash. Bimheida Bimheida. Seinchol Kenim Sayyid Secha. Seinchol Kenim Sayyid Secha. Verstehen? We understand? That's the ganze Tachos of Ayi. To verstehen? But now we throw in a tefillah for Beis HaMikdash. Wie viele tefillahs haben wir schon gedavent? We davent already for tefillahs from Beis HaMikdash schon gedavent. Why now? Zot heilike ma'ashor. Ah, ma'ashor. Heilike verta. Tav sari vavim sanhedrin. He says, when's Nebuchadnezzar? He took those three steps forward. For what purpose? He took those three steps. He said, Chizkiah Melech was sick. And the Melech, the Nagansa Maiz of the Laden, the Balad, he wanted to send a full Shlema card. The first full Shlema card in history. He sent a full Shlema card to Chizkiah. We heard you got better. So all mice of the day, the sun, it was longer and dust, it was an ace. And everyone saw. So he wanted to send a card before Shlema to Melech Chizkiah. So he said, Shalom Alecha, Chizkiah, Shalom Yerushalayim, Shalom Melech Malchem. So Nebuchadnezzar, he was described. And when he heard this, Nebuchadnezzar said, Nene, pastor. I said, yeah. First, you have to start out with Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom. Then Shalom, Yishalayim. Then Shalom, Chizkiah, Kovid, Rebbeinu Shalom. So tell him, no, Kleine Degersa, you chop the bud, you go and tell him. So he took three steps. Three steps Nebuchadnezzar took to get back that letter, to bring the letter back. And the Gemara says, Gavriel says, he takes one more step to get the whole, kind of destroy the ganze Welt. He, because of those three steps, he was worried, he got the terrible schus to destroy Beis HaMikdash. That's the schus by the Goyim to destroy Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar zog dem Ashor. He took three steps for Kovel Ashrina. He took three steps for Kovel Ashrina. Look what he's able to do, destroy Beis HaMikdash. So when we take these three steps back, for Kavod Hashchina, so now we ask Ribbono Shel Olam Shibane Beis Hamikdash B'mheira B'yameinu. Wow, what's that tefillah? Then Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel, quoting the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Beis, he says now, yeah, at the end of Shemayin Esrei, so you're done, right? Kimei Olam Chiz Shomim Kermani Ois, Gemara, right? Run back, get back to work. No, Zogt the Shulchan Aruch Asker Vert. He says now you have to stop. That's the halacha. This halacha ma'isa. Shulchan Aruch Kuchav Gimel. And it says over here that if he just runs right back and he takes the three steps right back, doesn't say three steps. Jumping in the air anywhere. Shut. Some minik. I do it because Tati does it. If you have the minik, you do it. I'm shut. Doesn't say it anywhere. For Al Kapon, he takes the three steps. If he runs back and takes three steps forward, it's like a kelev achayzel kiyoy. I don't know what it means. I don't care what it means. All I know is one thing is that you don't want to be that. And it says that if you did that, so mishkidah better not to daven bichlal. So then what do? You have to wait. In Shulchan Aruch, you think how long do you have to wait for? Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chaf Gimel? You have to wait till they start Kedusha. That's what the halacha is. You have to wait. Bo Ratzashem Mechaya Mason, and then he goes back. He walks back, you know, he's there, but start Kedusha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the halacha. No, Bidi Ebed, you can't wait that long. So then it says, at least, Chach, you should wait until they start Shemayin Esrei. Bidi Ebed, he should wait epis something. He should wait 5 seconds, 10 seconds. He should wait epis something, but he doesn't just go right back, even by Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv, you have to wait until the Chatan starts. It's Ta'at of Iskadash. That's Talacha. That's Talacha. Mishabru brings it down. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. I don't know why, but that's Shulchan Talacha. It's again, Tumor Vertach, Abba Yisai. Tumor Yisai, this. The. I get asked all the time in Shemayin Esrei, do we make personal bakashas? Where to put these personal bakashas? Do we make them? Where to put them? Etc. So there are two places in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yutes, and again in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, where it says that not a person is allowed to make personal bakashas in Shemayin Esrei. But that is not, he must, he should make personal bakashas. Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ches says, where a person needs chachma, zochim shvura. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Rashi over there, Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. He needs chachma. He needs siyata d'shmayim learning. He's not being successful in learning. So he throws at the chayim. He throws it in there. If you're not adept, you're not skilled. You don't know where to put it in each personal bracha. So he put it in Shmakaleinu. However, so let's say a person knows himself that if he puts it in Shmakaleinu, so then what's going to happen is he won't get kaddish and kedusha. Kedusha, Kaddish, Kedush is Kadashi. That's a Chiyuv Gomer. So then already, says the Mishabura, then say your personal bakoshes after the first Yule Ratsa in Imrei Fi, and then at that point it's still a quasi in front of the Shechina, and at least now there you'll say your tails and you'll be able to get Kaddish and Kedusha. But if not, if it's not going to bother him or he's going to miss it either way, so then he's allowed to say it in Shmakaleinu, and the Mishabura says exclusive Velta. So the Mishabura, what if he says it in English, or he says it in Yiddish, or something to the Mamaloshin? Zogt dem Shabur according to Chayodam, the Iker, it's at the Zogin from the Kiris Libech. If he says it Mikiros Libecha, he can say it in Yiddish, like in the Zagan in English, as long as he's saying it from Kiros Libecha. But he should. He needs things from Bariyelo. He shouldn't have a list. I saw one statement, he shouldn't have a list of the same things. He says every day, you know, the same list. Each day has its own Siyat HaNishmai. Today he's, is there anything too small for Bariyelo to ask for him? He's not familiar with such a lot. He can ask for Bariyelo, he needs this, he needs that, he needs Siyat HaNishmai, he needs help, he needs that, and this aspect, and that aspect, and Bariyelo Shalaylam is listening. The Baba Gemara and Baba Kama, the first mission of Baba Kama says the words Mave. One of the Adolis Nazikin is a Mave. Zot the Gemara and Baba Kama, what's a Mave? What's a Mave? It's a Machlekes. And the Gemara brings down Mave su Odom. Mave is a mensch, what's a mensch? But quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in if a person is a Mavakish, Fekhtim Ashur. It's a mensch, it's talking about a person because it happens. Fekhtim Ashur. You know, Chris, no, you're a person, you eat. You eat. So what are you? You're eat man. You're all the bad. You're a bad man. You know, how does it work? Because I daven. Fekhtim Ashur. So then because I'm davening, you call me Mave. Mave su Adam. Davening man, that's why I am. Mashah doesn't answer. This way, you know, Rabbi Sayyid, you saw what the Bali Musa say. Do you know what it says over here in this Gemara? This is a mensch. A mensch is his tefillah. That's all he is. What Reb Chaim used to say, which is Mefurish in the Kuzari. Reb Chaim used to say that, you know what I live? I live from one tefillah, you know, like I eat this meal to give me koyach to get to the next meal. And then I eat the next meal to get up. Tefillah is my mazon ruchni, says the Kuzari. I daven so I have koyach to get me to the desh, get to the next tefillah. I daven to get to the next tefillah. And Rabbi said, one of the Rebbe's after the war. Yeah, the Hasidim came to me, told him, Rebbe, we have no mishpacha left. No koyvim, nobody. Who's going to take care of us? Who's going to give us parnas? Who's going to take care of us? Who's going to help us out? And the Rebbe, I can't remember which one. The Rebbe said to him, you have a korev. You have a korev. He can give you parnasa. He can give you chachma. He can give you oisha. He can give you banim. He can make shidduchim for you. He can give you everything else. Thing was the Gemara state in the daf ayin and base. Yevakesh racham and minisha banim shaloi. You have a korev. Korev Hashem, the kol koyrav Hashem grew beemes.
Your second name is Fatima.